Thank you so much for having me. So today I'm going to talk about or address the social determinants that affect insurance attainment and healthcare access. My name is Leah Cha, and I worked with five other students at UC Berkeley, including Lauren in the audience here. And we worked under the supervision of Dr. Suhaila Khan. We're also part of the Undergraduate Research Apprenticeship Program at Berkeley and the National Council of Asian Pacific Islander Physicians, which is a nonprofit health policy organization based in San Francisco. So in this session, we're going to talk about Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders, which is ANHPI for short. So who are they? So Asian Americans make up about 6.2% of the entire U.S. population, which doesn't seem like a huge number, but they're really important because they're the fastest growing population in the U.S., totaling about 19.7 million people compared to 18.9 million, which was from the 2013 census. So that's about an 800,000 person increase in just 1 year. And Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders make up of about 1.3 million people. What's really unique about ANHPIs is that they're one of the most diverse groups in the U.S., comprising more than 50 different ethnicities and speaking over 100 different languages. And Chinese, Filipino, Asian Indian, Vietnamese, Korean, and Japanese are the six largest groups that make up the Asian American community, totaling about 90% of the total Asian American population. As I've mentioned earlier, ANHPIs are one of the most diverse groups. And so it's really crucial not just to look at ANHPI as a whole, but really look at the disaggregate and see what each sub-ethnic group has to deal with in terms of the health disparities they face in America. And for that reason, we studied the population distribution of ANHPI, specifically the six ethnic groups that I've mentioned earlier, in the states, counties, and cities that they're most concentrated in. And then we also reviewed data and literature on social determinants that really impact health insurance attainment and healthcare access, for example, insurance status, employment, et cetera. We also compared ANHPI subpopulations with other racial groups, including whites, Hispanics, and blacks, with aggregate and disaggregate data. And then lastly, we looked for in-language online resources that are related to the ACA for each of the sub-ethnic groups that we studied, from federal, state, private, and community organizations. Our project was from October to December 2014, and we used the American Community Survey from the U.S. Census, and primarily used the 2013 one-year estimates because at the time that we studied, we didn't have the 2014 one-year estimates that just was released last month. And if some of the numbers weren't available in the one-year estimates, then we resorted to the three-year estimates. And then we also found some online materials and language resources from federal, state, private, and community organizations. And so the variables that we studied, as you can see here, really we chose them because they impact health insurance enrollment. One of the variables we looked at was population distribution, as access and availability of resources can be dependent on one's location. So we looked at national, state, county, and city levels. We also looked at educational attainment and language, which the U.S. Census reports data for speak English less than very well, which researchers have found to reflect limited English proficiency. We also looked at nativity status, health insurance status, including public coverage, and then compared unemployment and employment rates, specifically in the occupation types that the census provided, which included management, service, construction, et cetera. So one of the variables we looked at was insurance, and a person is considered uninsured if they didn't have insurance for the entire calendar year. And it's really important to look at insurance status because uninsured people are less likely to receive medical care, more likely to die early, and have poor health status. So as you can look in the aggregate, 13.9% of Asians are uninsured, but if you break it down into disaggregate groups, 20.9% of Pakistani are uninsured, making them the highest percentage uninsurance, and then followed by Koreans at 20.5%. You can kind of see this more clearly with the left. So this shows the top five ANHPI groups that are uninsured. That includes Pakistani, Korean, Cambodian, Vietnamese, and Bangladeshi. On the right, this includes all the racial and ethnic groups. I mean, you can see that from top 4 to 10, those include all Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders. We also looked at language, as lack of language support is associated with more lab tests, less follow-up from healthcare providers, less health literacy among patients, and less overall satisfaction with healthcare services. And patients with LAP who don't have access to translated materials really don't have the means to understand what the provisions of the ACA are. They don't know, you know, how to understand the financial services, and then also, you know, they can't comprehend the benefits and programs that are covered by the ACA. And so for that reason, we studied the language, and 30.6% of Asians speak English less than very well in the aggregate, and you can see that the percentages are much higher, with half of Vietnamese who speak English less than very well, followed by Chinese at 40.1%. We also looked at less than high school diploma, as those who don't graduate high school tend to have blue-collar or part-time jobs. And more than 80% of uninsured workers are in blue-collar jobs. So in the aggregate, you can see that 13.3% of Asians have less than high school diploma, and the percentages are much higher with Vietnamese and Chinese at the top once again. We also looked at foreign-born, as based on nativity status, we can see who are less likely to benefit from government programs, health insurance, and access to quality care, as those who are foreign-born can be undocumented, non-U.S. citizens, or self-employed. And you can see that the percentages are very high for Asians who are foreign-born, and even higher in the disaggregate. You can see this more clearly on the top and the left. Almost all of these are ANHPI groups, with the exception of Hispanic and other race, but a lot of our ANHPI groups make up these the top 10. And then on the right, what was really interesting about that was that you see a lot of media and attention around African Americans being disadvantaged in education, which I totally agree with and I don't deny, but you don't see a lot of media and attention around Cambodians, Hmongs, Laotian, Vietnamese, all these Asian ethnic groups that have higher percentages of less than high school diploma than, you know, African Americans, for example. We also looked at the highest percent unemployment, and that the top group for that was Guamanian or Chamorro and African Americans with 9.4%, and that's higher than the national unemployment rate, which is 5.3%. And why this is really important is that high health uninsurance rates are attributed to high rates of self-employment and lack of access to employment-based insurance. So we have service occupations and production, transportation, and material moving occupations here because it was found that these two occupations contain the most uninsured workers. And so in service occupations, you can see that Vietnamese are at the top with 29.4% of them in this occupation. And Thai Americans also make the top three. On the right, you can see that Laotian, Hmong, and Cambodians are also on the top three, in the top three for these occupations. So I've talked mostly about national data, and we're going to kind of transition into looking at state, county, and city levels. There's a tendency to look at national data, but you can see in the coming slides that there's a lot more disparities in the state, county, and city levels. So to introduce Asian Indians, there's about 3.4 million Asian Indians in the U.S., and they make up about 18% of the Asian American population. They're mostly located in California and New York, as well as some in New Jersey, Texas, and Illinois. And the top county and city they're located in is Santa Clara County and New York City right here. A large proportion of Asian Indians are also foreign-born and LEP, with the highest number of uninsured Asian Indians in New York, and the percentages are much higher in county and city. As for Chinese Americans, there's about 4.5 million in the U.S. They make up the largest group of the Asian American population. And they're mostly located in California and New York. And you can see that Chinese Americans make up a lot of the counties and cities in California and New York. The highest percent of uninsured Chinese are in New York, and there are also a high percentage of them who are LEP in New York. They also have a large proportion of them who have less than high school education in California. And the percentages are again higher in the county and city level. There's about 3.6 million Filipino Americans in the US, and they make up of about 19% of the Asian American population. A large proportion of them, 42%, live in California, but they also live in Hawaii, Nevada, etc. The highest percentage of them are uninsured in Nevada, and they also have very high LEP in California and Hawaii. And you can see that they're kind of dispersed, so they have high unemployment rates in Texas, Hawaii for LEP, and then Nevada for uninsured groups. And then there's about 1.8 million Korean Americans in the U.S. They make up of about 9% of the Asian American population. A large number of them are in California, specifically in Los Angeles County and Los Angeles City. And a high percentage of them are LEP in New York, and that's followed by a very close percentage of LEP in California. And then a large proportion of them are also foreign-born in New Jersey, and about three-fourths of them are foreign-born in just Bergen County alone. There's about 500,000 Pakistani Americans in the U.S., and they make up of about 3% of the Asian American population. They're a bit more dispersed, so 18% are in New York. There's some in Texas and California. As you can see, it's a little bit different from the other tables, and they report top three counties and top city because the census tends to not report populations that are pretty small, and that includes Pakistani Americans. So, you know, that's kind of concerning because Pakistani Americans are the highest uninsured group. And so if we don't have that much data about them, you know, we can't really uncover a lot of the disparities that they actually face. High percentage of them are foreign-born in New York, and they're also a large proportion of them are LEP in New York. And as you can see, the uninsurance rates are much higher, with about 42% who are uninsured in Harris County alone. And lastly, there's about 1.9 million Vietnamese Americans in the U.S., and they make up of about one-tenth of the Asian American population. They're mostly concentrated in California, and you can see that they also, a large proportion of them live in Texas as well. And a high percentage of them are uninsured in Florida, and they're also foreign-born in Florida as well. About 50% are LEP just in California, and 58% of them are LEP in San Jose alone. So we also looked up in language resources online, and we found that it was really difficult to look for these resources, and it required extensive navigation to, you know, through the websites, especially clicking a lot of links to get to them. And I would say we're all, you know, tech-savvy college students, but it was still very difficult to kind of look for some of these resources. And so we found that there's a serious lack of in-language resources available to LEP, uninsured, and immigrant ANHPI communities, especially for Asian Indian and Pakistani Americans. And some of the resources we found were from federal and state community organizations. And that included Cover California, which had 7 resources in Chinese, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Korean. And we also found some from private sector and community organizations, which included the AARP, Asian Health Services, and Asian Health Coalition. So this kind of gives you a snapshot of what the resources look like. So on the left, this is on health insurance marketplace literacy in Korean, and it's a YouTube video. And then right here is on immigrant health, which is in Bengali. And so doing this project, we found that it's really essential to recognize and address health and healthcare disparities that affect insurance attainment, especially among vulnerable communities, including LEP, less educated, low income, and immigrant ANHPIs. And we can do that through outreach and education, as well as support from government and private sector organizations to expand access to healthcare to these vulnerable communities. We also need more in-language and bilingual resources to improve health literacy among the community. If they can't read and understand the ACA, then they don't know what they're really getting into. And then lastly, we need more disaggregate enrollment data available. And that's really essential because you could find crucial information about each community needs. And you can access our full report with detailed information and findings with extensive tables on our on the NCAPIP website, ncapip.org. And thank you so much for having me here. I think there's not that much time left, but thank you again.
Well, I'm hoping to have questions at the end. Now, I'm sensitive that there are people standing. So there are some, see people leaving, good. So there are empty seats here. And if you want to sit down like living room style, you can sit in front here. There's a big open space. Because nobody should be standing, frankly. You won't want to hang. You'll get tired. And the other thing I want to mention, Arnab has told me to tell everybody that this is a journal on by Healthcare for the Poor and Underserved, and this entire journal is dedicated to Asian American and Pacific Islander health, and the editor of that journal is right back there, Winston Tsang, also past chair of the section of the Community Health and Policy Development section here at APHA. But anyway, Winston is the editor, so we're really lucky to have him here in the room. And please take this. It's a free journal. We don't want to carry it home. Please take one back before you leave. Yeah. Okay. So please fill these chairs up also. And who's speaking? Ivy, I think it's coming up next.